Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Love and Self-Esteem with me, Anyoyemi Timitope. And of course, I'm your host and I'm your favorite podcaster, I guess. So, how have you been doing? It's been a while since I last heard from you. How have you been holding up? What's going on? What are you doing? I sincerely want to hear from you. So, send me a voice message. Send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter, or just mail at me anything. Just reach out to me somehow. I really want to know how you're doing. And we started a series on building confidence, and I titled it Building Confidence 101 because I'm bad like that. So, and in the last episode, we talked about the basics. You know, we just tried to warm up ourselves and inform, you know, what confidence really is about and what we're going to be talking about. So, today, we're going to be talking about comparisons, yeah? And I know we hear the word a lot, comparison, don't compare yourself and all of that. But today we're going to be talking about it extensively. You know, what do I do about this comparison thing? Because I can't seem to get it out of my head. So, we're going to be talking about that today. And first of all, what is comparison, yeah? Comparison is the act of comparing yourself. Okay, honestly, comparison is measuring or evaluating yourself with somebody else, using somebody else as a yardstick. So it's like putting yourself on a scale with somebody and trying to see where you differ and the similarities between you and that person, or what makes the person better than you, or what makes you better than the person, basically. So comparison is that act of measuring yourself using somebody else as a yardstick sometimes. So, you know, you see some posts or you see somebody and you're like, oh, this person has this and I don't, or this person is better than I am. You know, and stuff. I'm sure most of us can relate to these things because it just happens. And I briefly talked about the comparison when I was discussing social media and self-esteem. That's few episodes before this one. Yeah, but it was only as in the light of social media. But now I'm going to be talking about it generally because it happens like almost all the time. And yeah, the thing about comparison is that sometimes it is automatic, or all the time actually. You know, the thoughts just come, boom, just pop up in your mind. And while it just pops up, you have the responsibility to decide that, okay, I don't want this thing to be there. You can counter it, you can act on it. It is your responsibility to choose what stays on your mind. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today, because the thoughts are automatic. I'm not going to deny the fact that almost everybody can relate to times when you're just randomly scrolling through social media, or you just see somebody on the road and the first thing your mind says is, oh, that person has this and I don't. You know, it's not what you decide to do with those thoughts that actually matter. And so that we're going to be talking about today. And the first thing I want to say is that comparison can be healthy. Now, this particular hack doesn't work for everybody, but I mean, just in case, you could see somebody's, you know, and see how they have everything you think you should have. Okay, maybe not everything you think you should have, but they're where you think you want to be. And you should just tell yourself, if they can do it, then I can do it. I mean, they put in the work, they're human enough to put in the work, and I'm human enough, I can do what they do. It should be a form of motivation. This works for me, and it doesn't work for everybody, basically, but you could try it. It works for a lot of people, actually. So, tell yourself that, okay, if they could do this, then I can do it. Because things don't happen overnight. It takes effort. It takes the hard work. It takes the time to build and to grow. So, basically, if they could do it, then I can do it. Yeah. And another important thing is that we have to understand that we are different people with different backgrounds. We have different paths and we're heading to different destination. So the fact that our paths currently, you know, intersect does not necessarily mean that we have the same destination. People have different backgrounds. And, you know, let me give two personal examples. So the first one, here's a little secret. I didn't exactly, you know what I was going to do with my life. You know, I didn't have life figured out to any extent until early this year. Now, I'm not saying I have life all figured out. I'm just saying I didn't exactly know what I was going to do. So when I discovered what I wanted to do, I mean, some of the things I wanted to do, and I started to do some of them, I saw people who were doing the exact same thing that I was doing. And it felt like they had it all, like they knew it more than I did, and I didn't know anything. And I just started to wonder, what's the point? You know, because it was a really huge part, way of comparing myself. I just kept comparing. And then I checked, and I realized that these people actually have been doing this since years. I'm talking 5 years before me, and I started mine this year. So we have different backgrounds basically. And I have, okay, here's another example. I have this friend who speaks really well. Her spoken English is, oh my goodness, top notch. She talks well. And I hated my voice back then. So I was always, oh my goodness, how does she have such a nice speaking voice? And I do not. It was later that I realized that she had a background of people who, she has a background rather of people who speak like that, including her parents. And I don't have that background. So now I'm not saying, but this is not to say that, okay, you have to wait till you know the background of people before you decide not to compare. But no, I'm saying that automatically people just have it at the back of your mind. People have different backgrounds, people have different paths, we have different things that we're doing. Nobody is similar in every ramification, and that's something that you should put at the back of your mind. So the fact that I can't do that thing here doesn't mean I can't work to be better. Yeah. So and if you want to be everything somebody else is, it takes away the uniqueness, takes away the things that make you you. You can't be everything somebody else wants, somebody else is. It's okay to take a cue from people and try to apply it, but you have to apply it in a way that makes, that brings out what, you know, your uniqueness, creativity basically. And this is where self-awareness and comes about. I don't know what is wrong, but yes, one thing about comparison is that sometimes we compare because we don't exactly know what we're doing yet, or where we are going, or why we are doing what we're doing. So you could be doing something to reach 5,000 people. Another person could be doing it to reach, okay, let me use this example. I could be doing something, let me use myself. I could be doing something to reach 200 people, and the purpose is to reach 200 people. And then somebody else is doing something, and the purpose is to reach 5,000 people. Obviously, the effort that the person is going to put and the result that they're going to get is going to be a bit higher than mine, because, I mean, the numbers are different. But if I don't put that at the back of my mind, I might end up comparing myself and saying, oh my goodness, see the effort, see the result that she's making, see the result that I'm making, forgetting that we have different purposes, different reasons why we're doing the things that we're doing. Yeah, so that's exactly where self-awareness comes in. What do you want to do? Who are you? What makes you different? What makes you unique? You know, a little bit of self-awareness. It's okay not to know everything right now. It's okay not to have everything figured out. Honestly, nobody has it all figured out. Some of the things are just packaging, quote unquote. So write a lot. If you have to write, I journal, and I recommend it, because the good thing about journaling is that it exposes you, it opens you to things about yourself that you didn't even know existed. You could just be writing randomly and you just begin to write out things, thoughts that you didn't even know were existing. So that's the amazing thing. You don't necessarily have to write. It could be talking, it could be a video. Yes. Yeah? So and that's, journaling makes you compare yourself to yourself. So that's another hack. If you're actually going to compare yourself at all, you can compare yourself to yourself. Growth. You know, I recorded my first podcast in June. And now this is November, and sometimes I go back to listen to my podcast and I realize how much I've learned and unlearned so many things from June, July, August, September, October, November. And it makes me really happy to know that, you know, if I could do that, if I could grow that much from June till November, then it means that it gets better and it continues to get better. I listen to the pieces of advice that I give people from way back, and sometimes it makes me cringe. But I mean, because of the things I know now, it's amazing to know that, okay, I've been able to unlearn a number of things and learn, you know, a number of things, and it's going to keep getting better. So it means that you have to keep working. You can improve on yourself. You can improve on yourself knowing that, okay, if I could do that 5 months back, then obviously it's going to get better. I'm going to do better in another 5 months, in another 5 months, and in 5 years, and in 10 years, and on and on and on like that. This is one hack that actually works really, really well. So take your time to, you know what you're going to do. What do I want to do? What exactly am I doing? Who am I? And now this is not saying you have to figure everything out, but at least take it step by step, 1%, 1%, 1% every day, and bring out the you in you. I know I sound like a motivational speaker right now. I'm so sorry, but I'm really hoping that you get the drill. Yeah. So social media and self-esteem again. Thing with social media and self-esteem is metric. Yeah. So I didn't really talk about this when I talked about social media and self-esteem. You know, sometimes we put out stuff on our social media and we see likes and we see comments, and it really discourages us sometimes. But metrics don't determine your value. They don't determine your worth. It's okay to sometimes feel sad about it, but, and while that feeling is valid, it doesn't define you. The fact that I post a picture and I don't have as much like as I want doesn't mean I'm not beautiful. It doesn't change the fact that I'm beautiful. Or the fact that I put out content and I don't get as much engagement as I want doesn't mean that content doesn't have value. Sometimes I post on social media, I post stuff on social media, and the people who actually come into my DM to ask me questions, to talk about it, to have a discussion with me, don't necessarily even like or comment the post. Yeah. So if you depend so much on values, it's going to get to the point where you begin to doubt yourself. So if you see somebody who has 5,000 likes and you don't have 5,000, understand that sometimes they built theirs over time and consistently with hard work and with effort. If you really, if you care so much about the engagement, understand that it takes time and it's going to build up with your consistency. So continue to put out the content. It might not seem like it yet, you might not feel it yet, but create value. Somebody or some set of people are seeing your post silently, not saying anything, but they're learning loads from it. Yeah. And it's evergreen. People can come back 3 months later to see that post and still like it and still be like, oh my goodness, that touched me, that changed me. You understand? So if you depend so much on metrics, you begin to doubt the value of what you're putting out, you begin to doubt yourself. So don't look at somebody else who has 5,000 likes, who has 10,000 likes, who has some of them built theirs over time, and you can do that if you really care about the engagement. Okay, so I saw a quote and I'm quickly going to read it out right now. The quote said, I can't remember who exactly said it, but he said, don't compare your living, breathing, beautifully imperfect, real life human self to someone else's controlled online content. I read it that slowly for emphasis sake, because yeah, this is social media, obviously. We see things online and we see people who look like they are living their best life, you know, chilling in the pool, going to Santorini, having trips here in Dubai, you know, all of that. And we begin to wonder what exactly is happening. One thing you should know is that people don't exactly come out to post the downtimes. Not everybody. I mean, a few people are coming out now to talk about their struggles, and that's really, really commendable. I mean, somebody who I really look up to on social media came out recently to talk about how she had been posting a lot of amazing stuff, happy, she has been, you know, and then she came up to talk about how she had been struggling with a lot of things emotionally, and it just made me realize that, okay, yeah, there are people who are coming to talk about these things more often, and it's really commendable. But it doesn't change the fact that some people that, and the funny thing about our mind is that it doesn't make us concentrate on those people. We decide to concentrate on the ones that look like they have it all figured out. But nobody has it all figured out. Everybody is still at the point in their life where they want to know what exactly it is. You know, they don't have it all 100% figured out. And so they're chilling in the beach, they are doing this, they're doing that. The fact that you're not doing it doesn't mean that you are less human. It doesn't devalue you. You're still a good thing regardless. And so, yeah. You have to consciously and intentionally remind yourself about these things. If you have to make it a daily reminder, please do. So remind yourself that I'm a good thing regardless. I can work on being better. I can improve myself. But where I am now is where I should be, and I continue to be better. It only gets better with your hard work. And you have to be intentional. And when I say being intentional, it's because, like I said earlier, the thoughts are automatic. They just pop up in your mind, and you can decide to say, okay, I'm going to counter these thoughts, I'm not going to act on this, I'm not going to believe what my mind is telling me right now. Yeah, because if you decide to not do anything, if your thoughts keep coming and you said, I'm just going to leave it like that, it's going to, in the long term, have a massive effect on your mental health. You know, if you don't want anything to happen, you just relax. But if you want something to happen, you actually have to make the effort. And this is what I mean. If I leave my room, my room, and I don't do anything about it, I don't clean it, I don't even come, I don't even get in, I don't sleep there, I don't do anything, I don't clean it, over time it's going to get dirty, really dirty, it's going to get dusty, it's going to have webs everywhere. But if I want it to be neat, I actually have to come into the room and clean it regularly, as often as I can. So that's just life. Yeah, there's this second law of thermodynamics that says something about entropy and how things tend naturally towards chaos. Things tend to be disorderly, you know, naturally, quote unquote. So if I'm going to be intentional about myself, my comparisons, I'm going to have to put in the work. And it might seem like a lot of work, it might seem like it's too much, but the honest truth is, once you're intentional, you get really used to it. It becomes part of you so much so that your mind even adapts to it. So when the thoughts to compare come, your mind automatically already knows what to do. It becomes a part of you, because sometimes you might not feel like it. Sometimes it might seem too difficult, but over time it happens. 1%, like I said before, 1% every day. And of course you can come back and listen to this podcast when you feel like you are comparing, yeah, because it never leaves, it's always here. So it's very important again that I note that comparison could also come in the form of you thinking that you're better than somebody else because you have something that they do not. And nope, we don't do that here, okay? If you are putting out great content and somebody is still struggling to build their brand or do something, your disposition to them should not be to say, oh, I'm better than that person, because I mean, no. It should be to, you know, if you can spur them to growth, if you can help them grow, and that's fine. If you don't want to, it's okay, but don't put yourself in a position where you begin to bully two people because you have the things that they do not. Yeah, because comparison sometimes can come in that form. You have to be intentional about that too. Yeah, I had to really strike that balance. So we are going to continue this again in the next podcast. So if this blessed you, please send me a DM. And yes, I promised in my last episode that I was going to start giving self-confidence quotes till the end of the month of November, and I'm doing just that. I think we're on day 10 or 11 right now, so because I always keep my promises. So yes, please go, and they've been really helpful. So go to my social media on Instagram at AYANPELLA, on Twitter AYANPELLA1, and you know, follow through with the quotes. We have about 13 days or 12 days to go, so yeah, and send me a DM if you really need to talk to somebody. I'm always here. Till next time, I love you and have a lovely day, have a lovely week, have a lovely life.